Today's shir in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday Simen Reish Lamed Hey, which begins to deal with the halachos of Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis and Davening Maariv. And the Mechaber in yesterday's shir at the beginning of Sif Aleph told us that the zman for Kriyas Shema is when it's nighttime. And we talked about exactly how you define nighttime, which the Mechaber says is three small stars. If it's a cloudy day, he said, you should wait until it's certainly definitely night in your mind. And if by accident you read before then, you have to go over and repeat the Kriyas Shema after it's definitely nighttime without saying the brachos of Kriyas Shema. You were yotzei the brachos of Kriyas Shema and actually davening Maariv, if you davened after Plag HaMincha, but Kriyas Shema, you can only be Yotzei when it's Vaday night, according to most poskim. That's what we learned yesterday. So we begin in the top words, the Mechaber, in the middle of Sif Aleph, on the very top line, first word of Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. And the Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'yem HaTzibur Makdimim Likros Kriyas Shema Mibod Yom. If the shul that you're davening in is davening earlier, so they're davening at a time that it's not ideal to daven Maariv, but it's acceptable to daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. So if the shul is davening early, Yikare Imohem Kriyas Shema, you in that situation can go and read with them Kriyas Shema, Ubir Chosel, and all the brachos of Kriyas Shema as well. V'yispalal Imon, and say Shmon Esri with them. However, Ukishyagi Azman, when it does become nightfall, it's Seitzak Ochavim, and now it's Zman Kriyas Shema Min Hadin, Kari Kriyas Shema, you repeat the Kriyas Shema again below brachos, without repeating the brachos, and of course again without saying Shmon Esri again. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Hayu Osin came ibn Hadchak. It was very common in many places that they would have an early Mincha Maariv. They would daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and they would daven Maariv right after Plag HaMincha, because otherwise it would be difficult for them to get everybody to come back later on at night to daven Maariv. Shekam upon him, the Mishneh Berurah says, many times it was, if they would wait until it was nightfall to daven Maariv, people would go home, and they wouldn't come back, and they wouldn't daven with the minyan. Shetorech lem l'sasifod, you couldn't just pop into your car and drive 2 minutes to the shul. They'd be walking in forests, they'd be walking in dangerous neighborhoods, they'd be walking long distances. So therefore, it was a big tircha for them to come back to the shul. V'gam ika amei ha'aretz tuva, and there were also many non-knowledgeable people, ignorant people. They didn't know how to daven on their own. They were only able to daven because they were in the tzibur. People would announce the place, maybe people would say it out loud, and they would follow along word by word. And therefore, if you didn't daven Mincha and Maariv together, these people would not daven Maariv at all, never mind with a minyan. And therefore, Mishneh Berurah explains, Al-Kain Solchem Atzmal Al-Das Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the populace decided to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is a perfectly valid opinion, Shesviru Lo, the Miplag HaMincha L'mala Nechshav Arvis, L'spal Tfilas Arvis, that one can daven Maariv already after Plag HaMincha, 1 1/4 hours before the time of night, whether that's Shkia or whether that's Seitzach HaChavim we've discussed in previous Yoram. Ukedis Hillel, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. As we've already learned already, as I mentioned, in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. The Shari Lassus came B'Shas Hadchak, and it certainly is permissible under extenuating circumstances to do that. One should only rely upon this, Dirshufu number 8 reminds us, if it's a really Shas Hadchak. Certainly one should try never to daven both Mincha and Maariv between Plag HaMincha and the Shkia, because that is definitely a Tarti D'Sasri. It's mutually inconsistent. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah says, "V'kivin shenech shalini in tefila l'layla." Since in regards to davening Shmoneh Esrei after Plag HaMincha, technically it is night. Hayam minhagam, it was the minhag in many shtetls. Shayukarin oz ken gam ken Kriyas Shema. So they would say the brachas of Kriyas Shema and the Kriyas Shema and daven Shmoneh Esrei. Afshu delo kil chosim l'rov poskim. Even though, according to most poskim, this wasn't the ideal way to do this, and you couldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, certainly according to most poskim, in this fashion. Dirshu footnote 9 brings down, when you're davening Maariv early and that night is Rosh Chodesh, so the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tov Reish Sadi Gimel brings down that you're allowed to say Yalav Yavu in the Shmoneh Esrei, and this is also the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah in Tov Chav Dalet, in regards to saying Yalav Yavu if you're eating early as well, and likewise on Matzeh Shabbos. If somebody hasn't yet put on tefillin that day and he davened Maariv, but it's still daytime outside, so the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Lamed taught us, there is those, Mishomer Shein Lo Laniach Nachakach, it's too late. However, the Mishneh Berurah says that you can put on tefillin in that situation, but don't make a bracha on it. But if everybody else davened, but he didn't daven Maariv, then you can certainly put on tefillin even with the bracha. Similar halacha applies to tzitzis. If you daven Maariv, but you haven't yet put on tzitzis, so for you it's considered nighttime, and since Laila Zman tzitzis, don't put on the tzitzis and don't make a bracha. In regard to Sfiras Omer, if somebody forgot to count Sfiras Omer, Davin Marav, but it's still early, so in this situation, it's not considered Laila in regard to Sfiras Omer, and he still would be allowed to count Sfiras Omer for that day. Obviously, you count in the afternoon, over here in the late evening, late afternoon, without a bracha, and then that night you can count again with the bracha. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. He says that you should say when they're davening early in shul, the brachas of Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema with them, and daven Maariv with them, and later on, after dark, you'll count Kriyat Shema again. The person should specifically have in mind that he's not intended to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema at that point in time. And this is brought down by the Shaar HaTzion Oz Tes, that this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim and the Nar Shalom. And he writes, V'av shekosav ha-Prima Gadim od Eitza, even though the Prima Gadim writes that there's another Eitza over here, instead of having in mind specifically that you want to be Yotzei, he says you should make it tonight. If this is in fact the time for saying Kriyat Shema according to those small number of posts that say it is, I want to be Yotzei with them. And if not, then I'm not being Yotzei, I'm just learning Torah. So he says, we don't do this. He didn't write this down, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar HaTzion, because of the Bir Hagra and other Achronim who say that this isn't considered a suffix at all. It's only a Das Yachid of the Rabbeinu Tam that says you can be Yotzei Kriyat Shema at that point in time, and therefore, for this one single opinion, one doesn't need to go make the Tanai. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, so therefore, you should have in mind not to be Yotzei then, according to the Mishnah Berurah, ki im b'kriya shniya shekor yachad kach b'zmana, but have in mind, when you're going to reread Kriyat Shema the second time, after it's definitely nighttime, after it's Seis HaKochavim, you'll be Yotzei at that point in time with that reading. The issue foot number 10 explains that if you were to have in mind to be Yotzei with the first reading, so Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe writes, Sha'over b'kriyazu mishum bal tosef, that the problem is over here, not that you're going to be Yotzei, but since you think you're going to be Yotzei, that's a problem of bal tosef. However, Rav Moshe himself concludes that he's not certain that this is in fact the case that you would be over bal tosef, because he says this could be considered learning Torah. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud explains the reason why you're going to go and daven marav with them early, even though you're not being Yotzei with the brachas of Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, in the right time, in order that your Shmoneh Esrei should be connected to the end bracha, Gula, Goal Yisrael, of Maariv. The Gam L'spalel in Matzibur. And also because the Tzibur is davening, it shouldn't be Porish from the Tzibur. The issue for number 12 brings down, you're allowed to do this even though you're not being Yotzi the Chiyav of Kriyashma. Nevertheless, it's still called being Somech Gula L'tvila. The issue foot number 13 brings down that all of this is only when you're davening with a tzibur, but a yachid should not do this at all, even though the yachid is going to be giving up davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening, which is a maila. If you can't daven with a tzibur, at least daven at the same time as a tzibur, but that's only if they're davening in the optimal time. Here, they're davening in a suboptimal time. It's better for you to daven biyachidus in the right time rather than davening biyachidus in the wrong time, albeit at the same time that the tzibur is davening. Interestingly, he also points out that if a boy is becoming bar mitzvah that night, so he shouldn't really be the chazan if he's going to daven marav early. But he brings down from Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak that it's not a problem for him to daven early, but it would be preferable for him to daven later after the Tzeis HaKochavim and Tavol of Bracha if he does this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph writes, when you're going to repeat the Shema after the Tzeis HaKochavim, it's sufficient if you just read over the first two parshos. You don't have to read over the last parsha of Vayomer. Why? Since the third parsha, which incorporates the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was read in the shul, and while you may not have been Yotzei with the mitzvah of Kriyashma, because it wasn't yet the Zman of Kriyashma, it wasn't Bishach Bucha, it wasn't the time to lie down because it's before Seis HaKochavim. Nevertheless, in regards to Le'inyin Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shanu Chayovim L'Haskir Balayla, Yotzi B'Zazman. For the mitzvah of being Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, it's considered night in that regard. And he brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah. The issue foot number 14 says, Linyan Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, is this a din Dirabban or Daraisa? The Prima Gadim is not sure about this, and the Shagasai writes that it is definitely a din Daraisa. He further points out that on Leil Pesach, everybody's machmer over here to make sure that they are maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Dafka Balayla, Bizman Shechayev Bachilas Matzah, because that's the time that you're chayev in eating matzah after Tzeis HaKochavim. Mishnah Berurah then brings down Avol B'Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh Herich, he has a long discussion, Umasik, and he concludes, the Yari Shemayim Yesh Lo Yizor L'Kros Kol HaShalosh Parashiyo Shul Kriyashma Achat Seis HaKochavim. One shouldn't rely upon that you maybe don't have to read the third parasha, but he says the Yari Shemayim should always go and read all three parashiyos of Kriyashma after it is definitely Seis HaKochavim. The issue foot number 15 brings down, this is in order that you should also dafka be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim when it's night. And indeed, one should have in mind when he reads the parasha of Vayomer, in order to be fulfilling the obligation to be Zoche Yetzias Yitzrayim Balayla. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis writes, you have to repeat the Kriya Shema without the brachos. And he says, the Ein Kedai Lismoch Al HaKriya Shekore Al Mitoso. One should not rely, according to the Mishnah Berurah, upon the three parashas that you're going to read in Kriya Shema Al Mita right before you go to sleep. Afilu, even in Minhago Likros Kol HaShosh Parashios, even if you always do read all three parashios then. Why not? Because the person should have specifically intention that I'm hereby fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. At least ideally, one should do that, as we've already learned, Kedilel B'Simon Samach. Kriya Shema Shal Mitaso, and the reading of the three parashas of Kriya Shema right before you go to sleep, people don't have in mind that they're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in that sense. It's done al shmira for protecting yourself purposes. That's why people read the parashas of Kriya Shema and say all the various kapitloch in the Kriya Shema L'tefila to protect yourself from the mazikin. The Chavetz Chaim says in Sha'arat Zion Os Yudbeis that this is the opinion of the Tamid of Rebbeinu Yonah, and he doesn't bring down another opinion of the Magen Avraham that you have to say Kriya Shema before you eat, because Rashi argues with that. Albeit elsewhere in Sivkot and Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah certainly says that ideally one should do so, should say Kriya Shema before one eats. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason why you shouldn't rely upon the three parashas of Kriya Shema that you're going to say in Kriya Shema Lamita, because he says Shafilu name of the Insorach Kavana Lotzei Semitzas Haseh. Because even if you hold that you don't need Kavana, and therefore if the person doesn't have Kavana, he's still Yotzei. So why shouldn't you be Yotzei with the three parashas you're going to read later on? Tzorach Al Koponim Kavana Salev Lekabel Ov Ol Machu Shemayim B'Mora. Because at least everybody agrees that if you don't need to have the full Kavana for the mitzvah Kriya Shema of evening time, at least you should have, however, Kabbalas O Machu Shemayim, accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch upon yourself. And that is difficult to do. Uba'osa Sha'al Mitaso Ein Mechavel Hazeh. People don't have that in mind. It's not conducive when you're lying in bed to have that awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you necessarily. The issue foot number 17 brings down, V'im be'emtza Kriya Shema Shalamita Nizka Shalok Karu Kriya Shema. If you're in the middle of reading Kriya Shema Lamita and you realize, hey, I forgot to say Kriya Shema, so he brings down from the Shelos Shuvas Rav Poalim, finish off reading the Kriya Shema the first time and then repeat it again a second time to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'nei bizmanenu nagu rova olam likros Kriya Shema luspalol achar tzeis l'chom k'din. Says, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, many people, already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, would daven Maariv after tzeis l'chom and fulfill the mitzvah in the most ideal way. Miu, he says, however, be'ezim akomus b'vati k'nesios, in those places, in those shuls, yeshadayim minhag yashan, that they follow the old ancient custom of the Jewish people, shemispalam tekev achar mincha, that they daven mincha, followed immediately by Maariv, afshu mibo jom kitzas, even though it's still a little bit earlier than ideal, even if they're davening one before the shkia, one after the shkia, it's still not necessarily tzeis kochavim. He says, v'amispalam b'mekomos elu, if somebody does daven in such a shul, he should be careful to try to say Kriya Shema as soon as it becomes the time. Ulapachos, and at least if he doesn't do that, Yira Likros Kola Parashios Almitoso. He should get into the habit of saying all three Parashios of Kriya Shema every night. This way he'll never ever forget to say Kriya Shema and fulfill the mitzvah Asei Daraisa of Kriya Shema in the evening. Kedin, as the halach is, the Yechavi Lotzeis Bezeh HaMitzvah Sasei Shal Kriya Shema, and should have in mind that I hereby am fulfilling the mitzvah Sasei of saying Kriya Shema. And he adds, and there are those places that those especially righteous people, here the Lashon of Vasikin doesn't mean the people that daven early in the morning, the Vasikin minion people, it means the technical term Vasikin is those that are zealous in their performance of mitzvos. So what they would do in this situation when they're in a shul that davens early, and on Karin Kriya Shema Metzibur, they wouldn't say Kriya Shema with the Tzibur. What would they do? Elishoskin, they would sit there quietly, at Shmon Esrei, until the Tzibur reaches Shmon Esrei, they would say then Shmon Esrei, then Mispalim Mam Shmon Esrei. And they would then wait, umamtinim achar etvila atzeis kochavim. They would wait until it was after nightfall, and only then the Koran Kriya Shema ubirchosel. They would then read all the parashos of Kriya Shema with the brachas before and after Kriya Shema. Aye, in this way, they're not being somech gula letvila, no big deal. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's preferable not to do is rather to say Kriya Shema on the proper time, rather than say Kriya Shema early and be somech gula letvila. Ben choshish in l'smichas gula letvila in this situation, they gave up that opportunity in order to daven Shema in the more optimal time with the brachas of Kriya Shema. The Gam Minog Zenis Kar B'Divrei Hakamonim. This is also an ancient minog that's brought down as well. He says, look in the Beis Yosef and also see Mashikasanu Leil B'Simin Reish Lamigimus who follow the Mishnah Berurah. Then he adds, the Ashrei HaMispalel Maariv Bizmano B'tzibur. Praiseworthy is the person that davens Maariv in the ideal time. And he says, furthermore, Vayin Mashik Asamdu B'Bir HaLocha B'Shem HaMaisi Rav. He brings down from the Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaLocha, Dibra Maskel V'Matzibur Makdimim. He says, from the Vilna Gaon, Maisi Rav, the Mutav L'Spalel Arvis Bizmano B'Yochid. He actually held that it was preferable to daven B'Yechidus by yourself Maariv in the right time, rather than davening early with a minion. Obviously, he's talking about, well, you're not going to be able to get a minion later on. If you get a minion later on, that's ideal. And he asks specifically on Shabbos, Taito Shom Shispal Bizman Adavka. Certainly on Shabbos, he says you should definitely daven in the right Zman, even if it means giving up a minion. And the reasoning is brought down in Dershu foot number 22. Tfilo Bizmana, davening in the right time, is better than davening with a minion. But he says, however, V'lo Machba Satam Sha'odiv Shiyakari Kriyashma and Birchosel. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're reading the brachos of Kriyashma with the Shema. But it's really because you're davening in the right Zman versus davening not in the right Zman. I would dare say, however, for most people who aren't the Vilna Gaon, that it probably would be preferable to daven with a minion, unless somebody's Ovi Zahir in his Zmanim so much so that he never ever davens early, so then maybe that person should daven in the proper Zman. But for somebody that's not so medaktik, I would dare say it's better to daven with a minion rather than davening by yourself at a more correct time later on. El Ramos says, Hagah. Umiu, lo yachzor v'yispalo b'layla. Don't repeat the Shemona Esrei at night. Afal pishu yatzibu makdim harbi lefnei alayla. Even though the tzibur davened much earlier than is ideal. Unless, elem kein hu rogil b'shar prishus chasidus. Unless this person is a very, very holy person, and he does all sorts of unusual things because he's such a chassid and such a exceptional person. Because otherwise, the oz, lo mechz chazei ki yuhura. Because in that situation, it won't look arrogant for him to go and daven a second Shemona Esrei. But otherwise, as he brings down the name of the Mordechai and others, he should not certainly daven a second Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains this by saying, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. And there's a long Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskul Umiu Lo Yachzav Yispalo, where he says that the language over here is a little bit funny. You davened with them. Why would you think that you're allowed to go back and daven a second time? That's a bracha of Atola. And even if you're a tzaddik and a great person, how would you be allowed to daven a second time? So he suggests that maybe he's talking here about that the first time you're davening is a tefillas nedava, and the second time you would daven is a tefillas chova. And an exceptional person can do something like that, so maybe that's what he's referring to. And then he says that he found this exactly. In fact, the Levush actually learned this the way the Chavetz Chaim just said. However, he says, Be'emes calls it doches. It's very difficult to learn it this way. If you look in the original source, which is the Mordechai and the Hagos by Money, the Trumas Hadeshen, they didn't learn it this way. They, in fact, said that a person should, in this situation, hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, Likro L'spalo Yachar Plaga Mincha, that you should daven with them, since it's after Plaga Mincha. And if somebody were to not daven with them, it's Merzei Ki Yuara. Looks like an arrogant person. And he's Porish Menat Zibur, because everybody else is davening early. How dare he daven late? And he brings down from the Beis Yosef, the Linyan Tfilo Yesh Lismoch Aleim. You should rely upon this opinion, Shalom Lifrosh Menat Zibur, L'spalo Imam B'Shava, and not daven with them. You should, in fact, daven with them. By Kriyashma, so he says, you weren't Yotze, according to most poskim, so that you can wait to say it till later on, or repeat it later on again. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim concludes over here that there's actually a printer's error in the Ramah over here. The Kefi Hanira To Sofer Hu Bekan. And it says, instead of saying over here, Umiyu Lo Yachzor V'Yispalo, the correct language should be, Umiyu Lo Ya'achar L'Yispalo Balayla. In this situation, don't delay from davening with the Tzibur and daven by yourself later on. He says, it's better for you to daven with the Tzibur. And he says, you find this in the Trumas Hadeshen exactly this way. And he says that afal gavlinian kriyashma imyutzalahamtim kriyashma bichosel atzeisel kochavim bevadi shaparovit. If you want to wait to say the brachos of kriyashma and kriyashma, as we said, because it's better to say that all together odif bismana rather than somech gulul atvila gizun tehei, that's not a problem. He says to daven the Shemona Esrei with the tzibur, that one should do, even if he's going to say shema and the brachos later on. And in fact, if you wait to daven Shemona Esrei and you don't daven with the tzibur, mechzik yuara. It looks like an arrogant thing. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet writes, Haskamas HaPoskim Hu Di'al Koponim Ein Lo Lakdim Yosim Plaga Mincha. Never daven before Plaga Mincha Maariv. That's not allowed. V'im Hiktim Lo Yotze. If you did this, you wouldn't be Yotze. Not B'Kriyat Shema or B'Chosel V'lo B'Tfilas Kol Yama. You wouldn't be Yotze anything. And in fact, V'Tzorach Lachzav V'Likros Kriyat Shema or B'Chosel L'Spal Shemun Esri. You have to repeat everything, all of Maariv. Adav Ilu Mi Plaga Mincha. Allah. Eino El L'Mish Yispal Mincha Kodim Plag. This is only allowed to daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha if you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. But to daven both Mincha and Maariv achar Plag, havitarti the sasri adodi, and this should not be done except under the most extenuating circumstances, which we explained is if you're not going to have a minion any other way, so then maybe it's acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tetzvav says an extremely righteous person can daven against Shmoneh Esrei. Avol Masha Chozev Kori Kriyat Shma Lo Mechzik Yura. But Pete Shma, that's not considered arrogant. Dilin Kriyat Shma Kima Kol Poskim Maskim Dizman Hu Mitzesek Chacham. Because almost everybody agrees you should say Kriyat Shma after Tzesek Chacham. We're 3 lines from the bottom in this Mishnah Berurah, but we'll stop over here and pick this up Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.